RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, if you're tired of hearing jokes about going through menopause and you've listened to my show and you know that I'm in peri myself, and so we like to talk about ways that you can deal with these changes that are going to happen no matter what else you do. This is an inevitable part of life. And so we're talking today about menopause and treating it naturally. My guest is Dr. Catherine Lander. She's an OBGYN in private practice in Austin, Texas, and she also completed her fellowship in integrative medicine with Dr. Andrew Weil. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lander. So menopause, and as you heard, I'm in peri. Heavy periods, you never know when they're coming. Maybe they don't show up for a month, then they do. I'm lucky. I haven't had some of the other things that some of my girlfriends have had. But speak about some of these symptoms and what you recommend we do about them other than going on hormone replacement therapy.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. So about 60 to 70% of women are impacted negatively by this change in their body, change in their hormones, mostly the ovaries just stopping or diminishing, waxing and waning production of the hormones. So the symptoms most negatively are typically hot flashes, difficulty sleeping, mood disturbances, weight issues, big deals. And additionally, you mentioned the heavy periods. So what are we doing to treat that? Starting with the most natural that we possibly can, which is things like modifying our behaviors and our diet and nutrition. And there's actually been studies on meditation. And but one step up from that would be supplements for potentially modulating those hormones and making a real difference in the quality of life.
Okay, so starting with, we've got the lifestyle modifications, and among those, some of those symptoms, and as you said, we've got vaginal dryness and anxiety, those feelings of doom, apprehension, feeling overwhelmed. I mean, the list is a mile and a half long, other than just the hot flashes and things you hear about all the time. So what supplements would you like us to be on that can help sort of ease us into this transition in life?
Right, so there are some kind of old standards that we've up to a few years ago only known about, which would be black cohosh and chasteberry tree, things, herbal supplements. There's actually something more recent that is very exciting in making a real difference, I think, in all of these symptoms, and that is something called maca, which is a root that grows in Peru, and there are extracts that come from that plant that are making, actually modulating hormones. So not adding hormones into your body, but modulating what's already there to really make a significant difference in symptoms in a insignificant amount of time.
Wow. So that's pretty cool to learn about. And where do you find those kinds of things?
So there's one product in particular that I have seen very good clinical data on called Feminescence. There are multiple products, and you can find them the same places that you're finding the black cohosh and the chasteberry tree and the other herbal supplements and natural supplements, just Whole Foods, online, those areas, same areas you're going for all of your other supplements.
And it's a pretty confusing world when we see that. Now, what do you think as an all-natural, you know, practitioner, but also an OB-GYN? So you're seeing these women's health issues, Dr. Lander, and you're hearing from women all these things, and they ask you the questions about hormone replacement therapy, its risk to breast cancer and or ovarian, all these questions. What do you tell them?
Well, we talk about the biggest study and the best study we still have to date is the one done way back 2005, the Women's Health Initiative, where we know there are certain risks, albeit very small, with regarding just what you said, breast cancer, stroke, heart attack, et cetera. We like to stay natural if we can because the natural supplements that are, like, again, similar to something like feminescence, where you're modulating the hormones that already exist in your body. You're not adding anything exogenous or external, and so that's where you want to stay if you can.
You certainly do. And what about the creams and lotions and over-the-counter things that we see? There's testosterone creams, mm-hmm. and as our estrogen is being reduced, mm-hmm. is there any, because estrogen grows things, we know our risks of all kinds of cancers go up after, mm-hmm. you know, as we hit menopause and beyond. Do we want to replace that estrogen anyway? Is it okay to not have it in there? And what about some of those creams and things that people use?
Right. So do we want to replace the estrogen? That is a question, isn't it? And that would be, we don't have a great answer. And some people are strongly on one side and people are strongly on the other. And I'm of the sort of, my kind of go-to is that we don't do anything unless we need it. So if you need it, symptom-wise, then you replace it. Hopefully, you can get naturally what you need rather than the creams, etc. But if you can't get relief on the natural repletion, then you go to the exogenous. And as far as speaking to the creams that you're talking about over the counter, etc., some of the creams are actually active, and progesterone creams specifically. And so they are of benefit, but there are definitely creams that are not active and are just really a waste of your money. And so you really have to seek guidance from a provider that you trust, be it a naturopath or a strictly OBGYN, general menopause doctor. But you need guidance and you need monitoring.
What about some other lifestyle modifications and behaviors and things that we can help to deal with, depression, bloating? I mean, I am finding right now, doctor, that I am more bloated than I have ever been in my life. I'm worried about ovarian cancer because of it. I'm going to go get a checkup because I'm so bloated, but I also think I know that it's probably just due to all these weird little things going on in my body. So what, exercise, nutrition, what nutritional advice do you have for us?
Absolutely. So nutrition for the bloating is big, big into limiting your carbs and sugars. The bloating is because of progesterone and the waxing and waning in your system. And the best thing you can do is a high lean protein diet and limiting your carbs and sugars. That's really the mainstay. And then everything
that blows for those of us that like to eat bread. Now we only have 30 seconds. Best advice for women for all natural dealing with peri and menopause.
Absolutely. Seek guidance from your healthcare provider because these are issues that are significantly affecting our quality of life, and there are things that you can do, as we have talked about today, but that you need to talk about them so that you can gain guidance from a professional who knows how best to get you through these times.
Absolutely. It's great information. And women, again, we have to be our own best health advocate. And if you have any questions, be sure and, you know, see your doctor. If you have more questions or you want to see more about Dr. Lander, you can go to feminescence.com. This is Melanie Cole. We got more great show coming up. And if you missed any of the great information we've got, you can listen anytime on the go or on demand. We're on iHeartRadio and iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. We're all over the place. Share these shows with your friends on Facebook and Twitter. That way we all learn together. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.